Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
No, you don't have to say that.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Yes.
184. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
Yeah, it's we were just talking about Christmas before we were getting started.
Rob's and threatening Santa Claus?
Yep. Fuck that guy.
Whoa. It's officially December now, so I can't be mad at Christmas anymore.
Yeah, you can't be mad that there's Christmas shit up.
That's the best part about November, is that there's Christmas shit nearly all month long, and you're allowed to be pissed off about it. Like, Christmas just kind of pisses me off in general, but that's my safe space.
It's
As we get into December...
Thanksgiving.
Now I'm a dickhead.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're just a joyless asshole.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's wrong with
you? I'm reasonable in November. I'm a total ass in December. But let's just get it over with. I don't know. What is it? I was saying my new favorite tradition is watching Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's a good movie.
Unquote, Christmas movie now.
Mine's Universal Soldier. Don't ask why. It's family tradition.
Christmas music? Or Christmas movies?
Yes.
Universal Soldier?
Yep.
Was it...
JCVD?
Was it specifically around Christmas time that
it
you
was
would watch it?
Christmas Day we watched it, but it was a screw-up because the story is my uncle went to go rent a Christmas movie for the kids.
Right.
Went to the store, picked it up, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, they're closed, right? Because nothing's open.
Right, yeah, of course.
We popped the movie in to watch the Christmas movie. I'm 15... Or whenever Universal First Soldier came out on VHS. Yeah. Watched the entire Universal Soldier movie with my cousins. And we were young. It was a horrifying movie. Like, watching syringes getting stuck into people's heads. And, yeah, that was... But we've watched it ever since. It's kind of a joke now. We're like, Universal Soldier!
Did he think he was getting the one where the toy soldiers came to life?
No, I think he rented, like...
What was that one called?
You know,
Toy Soldiers?
What's that?
Yeah, was it Toy
Soldiers? 24th Street or...
Yeah, Miracle at whatever,
34th
Street.
Was it actually like a mix-up with the packaging?
Yes.
Like there was a box? It was in the wrong box?
Yeah, the lady, whoever, you know, obviously checked it out, grabbed the wrong movie and gave it to him. And it was... Or, I'm sorry, the movie was in the wrong box.
Yes.
That's what you meant, yeah. But yeah, it was pretty funny. We're like walking out, and Uncle's like, "How's the movie?"
I need to see some of this.
Van Damme was pretty scary.
What kind of footage have we got on Universal Soldier online?
Oh, you want to see the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer's great.
Is the trailer good?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
It's more
Let's
of a
do the
laugh.
Trailer then.
I don't remember this.
Really? It's a good movie. This is what I watched on Christmas.
Secret government project.
Oh, I remember.
Pac-Man Ice. All of them.
They're dead.
Designed to create the perfect soldier.
No man would ever again.
They're bringing back dead soldiers.
Jerry Orbach. TV's Lenny Briscoe.
Saw a lot of naked guys doing that.
Memory clearance.
It sure is.
Genetically enhanced.
Debo's in it.
Pretty ugly. I was going to say, that would look like Debo.
There he is.
Programmed to obey.
They're at the tower.
Okay. And a bunch of American gladiators.
Who are these guys?
30 hostages held inside the power station at the base of the structure.
I said shut up! I said shut up!
What? He must be the villain.
Yeah.
This marks the third
success. I love the rigs they have on their heads. It's like the early GoPro.
Yeah,
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that's Dolph Lundgren's in it, too.
He's not responding.
GR-44, do you read me?
At the end of the mission, he became completely unresponsive.
He overrode his programming?
The gun would allow the regeneration of dead soldiers.
Stop the Vietnam the came back.
Shoot if you have to.
That's what happened.
And all it takes...
Veronica Roberts, TNA?
...is one...
TNA? Yes, you are.
But you didn't do anything!
...to awaken him.
They got like the RoboCop targeting system that they look through.
Yeah.
Awesome reboxes.
Wait, who is that traitor? Dolph Lundgren?
Yep.
Young
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find out.
He's running through walls, which is the coolest part of the movie.
Buckle up. The other.
Yeah.
Cannot be stopped.
This mission has been canceled.
I'm giving the orders from now on.
I like how there's two JCVDs. He's like talking normally, which is serious JCVD, and then there's super serious.
Yeah.
When I whisper, the ultimate weapons of the future,
you know, really
have declared war.
He just throws a mic
on each other.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren.
Man,
that's a powerful gun. It blew up a building.
Honestly, Dolph looks like a beast in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's built, man.
And the funniest part is they set a world record for largest movie explosion in that scene. Yeah. There's actually a documentary on YouTube about it where they show the crater from this explosion. The guy, the explosion guy's like, yeah, I screwed up. Like, I put too much there.
This is way too big.
Yeah. I'm sure they probably blew like half the budget.
And but you have like the, you got the Blu-ray special edition now with the.
I have the DVD, but I don't have the Blu-ray yet. I'm waiting for it.
It's got all the making of Universal Soldier.
Yep.
You have a guilty pleasure Christmas song, or even just a song that you think is downright good that is Christmas related.
Always got a laugh out of Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. That's a Christmas song.
That's a good one.
I guess that's one that will get the one listen the first time I hear it that year.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the Cheech and Chong Christmas
song. Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
That is a classic.
I need to hear it at least once every year.
Okay, but Christmas song. Like, yeah, that was on an album. Yeah, it's played on the radio here and there during Christmas time. Huh. But, like, straight up Christmas song. Grandma
got
run over by a reindeer is like kind of that's parody.
Feel free to char
like
me with ridicule.
Dr. Demento.
Feliz Navidad. Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave this one on. Right here.
Merry Christmas, yes. Christmas comes this time you fucking nailed it.
It's fucking Brian Wilson. I mean, there's probably a fair amount of grass smoked at this recording session. Hey, whatever. We gotta have this shit out by November.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's just a Beach Boys song, right? Yeah. I mean, they put some bells in there, but they got the same great harmonies as all of them do.
Fucking Santa Claus.
I mean, it's not like I listen to the Beach Boys because I'm really into surfing. The themes never really bothered me. Beautiful. I just see if I can find it.
But then there's also
I was listening to my collection randomly and a vocal outtake of them doing a harmony stack real quick popped up and I was like, oh my god, that's awesome.
And there's this find. And I think it is purely for Home Alone nostalgia.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Randolph?
Randolph.
Who's Randolph?
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's
brother.
Gonna make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
You won't smell my fart. I love that when he says that.
Let me play something for you real quick. This kind of very simply illustrates why the Beach Boys are geniuses.
One, two, three, four.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Fuck your auto-tune.
Yeah.
Take auto-tune and shove it up your ass.
They're imperfect. You hear it in that solo take, which you would never hear on the album, but there's that first sustained note. There's a little in there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Like, you don't hear it on the record. It does nothing but add a richer modulation to the whole stack when you hear it as a whole. Yeah, fuck your auto-tune. The only Christmas song I think I could add to that would be the James Brown one.
Is James Brown Christmas song?
Yeah. Well, it's not.
No, wait, isn't it Sam's Got a Brand New Bag?
No, not that. No, there's this one that I think he's.
Good God.
I think he talks about all like end of the year holiday things like Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa.
James Brown Christmas with Soul. There is an album.
Hans Christmas Kwanzaa. With Soul.
Oh, yep, boy. Whole,
which one would
oh,
be.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Christmas for Everyone. Clean for Christmas. What? He's just going to stop drinking and doing drugs for Christmas. Don't Forget the Poor at Christmas. Funky Christmas Millennium.
A Gift. God Gave Me This.
Mom and Dad, Not Just Another Holiday, Sleigh Ride, and Spread Love. I don't know if it was any of these. I think if it would be anything, it would... We got to hear Clean for Christmas. I got to know what Clean for Christmas...
Oh, my God, this isn't old. This is from 2010. Oh, no.
He's been dead. What do you mean this is... Wait, what is this? This is not James Brown, James Brown.
Somebody bring suit. Go get boots. When the clock strike 12, we got things to do.
When did he die? Didn't he die? Wasn't he dead?
2006. He was dead for 4 years. Lead the way,
huh? But this could have come out before. Maybe it got reissued around
with
that time.
Toys, we're going on the sleigh ride.
He sounds old as fuck. What's Clean for Christmas then?
Go ahead.
Let's find the fuck out.
It's new vibe. Oh, yeah. Check it out, man.
Yeah.
You check it out?
JB, shut up.
You like it, Rich?
Yes, sir.
What you talking about, Darryl?
Yes, sir.
Monk don't like this kind of stuff.
Hey, okay.
What?
Stop some.
Man.
Yeah.
What? Who are those guys he was talking to? Because, like, this is a fucking drum machine.
Is
this
Afro Man?
Yeah.
Up in the morning. Get my tie. Don't bother that suit. I will tell you why.
Why?
I ain't got no blues, but these suede shoes.
What?
Check my belt, then you know.
Is he telling us how to get dressed for Christmas?
Yeah.
It's instructional.
This is literally. Oh.
I can't do this.
This is about taking a bath or something.
Apparently, like, there are many James Brown Christmas albums. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
wow.
6.
I didn't know he loved Christmas so much.
Yeah, I did not know that either.
I think he loved that money.
I loved the money.
See, some of these are just singles. Nope. That ain't it.
Soulful Christmas?
Sure.
Oh, look at this. Oh, boy. From 1968. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. Lead track. That is what he opens with.
I need to hear this.
All right. At least we got a real band now.
Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
It's a decent production.
Yeah, and he's not screaming.
Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto.
Oh, this is a plea. This is a plea to Santa Claus, please.
Go straight to the ghetto.
And of course,
we wanted to hit us first.
In the spirit of Christmas, track number 7, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
That's on the Christmas.
Yes, it's on the Christmas album.
Wow. Not the first choice I would put on that.
Santa Claus.
And then, yeah, of course, you know, after dinner, we're opening presents.
I don't know why this made the Christmas album.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
You open up the gifts.
Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we won't quit moving.
Oh, grape soda. You shouldn't get what we deserve.
Hey.
Grape soda.
I love grape soda.
Oh, yeah.
I love grape Kool-Aid.
Everything grape is hell.
You are smoking rocks, sir. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be smoking rocks to think grape was a good flavor.
I do, on the daily.
You know what?
All day.
Grape
all day.
Isn't even that great of a flavor.
Wow, dude.
In a grape.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
You're not a...
Outside of a grape, it tastes nothing like a grape.
Might be, dude. We might have to fight people.
I think there will
no
be...
No grape.
What's that?
I love grape.
Hey, oh, it's 3-on-1. Oh.
That's fine. You know what? Statistics still prove me out all the time.
Bloody fucking... Somebody brought
in a big bag of Willy Wonka candy to the office, right? Between what, about 16 guys, we devoured all that candy in a couple days. All that was left at the bottom of that basket was grape nerds.
Yeah, I would have took them.
Hook it up.
Wait, yeah. Not how your black people.
I would have
grape.
Or me.
I think you'd.
Must be working in a very white office.
Yeah.
We need Wonder Bread and only Wonder Bread.
It's so white.
White people.
White doesn't like grape. That's a farce. That's farcical.
Yes.
I love grape.
Welch's grape soda is possibly one of the greatest things ever created.
No.
Yes.
Fago grape.
What?
Fago grape.
I love
Fago grape. I've never had a grape.
Welch's grape, man. I mean, Welch, that's what they do.
Nothing okay, but what is grapes. The flavor that you like? Because it tastes nothing
grape
like a grape.
Candy. Little hard candy.
Like
anything.
There seems to be a consistent flavor amongst grape sodas and candies and whatnot that has nothing to do with the flavor of any grape that I've ever tasted.
I don't care.
Sure, they make grape.
Yeah.
Like what you like?
I don't care.
What you like is purple. That's what you like.
Purple and flavoring. It's delicious. Straight.
You like purple sugar.
Then word up.
That purple sugar is
word
the
up.
Best sugar.
But I also like grape juice. I just grape everything.
Grape
give it
juice
to me.
Isn't bad.
Give it to
I'll
me.
Give you that, but only if it's real juice.
Listen here, sucker.
Like,
sucker.
Grape Kool-Aid is the worst.
Oh, get out of here.
You're smoking rocks.
Get out of here.
Oh.
You are...
Hey.
No, you wow, gotta get dude. Like raspberry or
how many how many concussions maybe. Have you had?
Zero. That's why.
How many?
Don't lie to me. That's the nectar. Grape Kool-Aid.
Yes, erroneous.
Is the nectar of the gods.
I agree.
Correct. Like
that is the most bullshit
dollars.
Kool-Aid flavor ever.
You're like, the most bullshit Kool-Aid flavor.
I don't think. I don't think there exists a Kool-Aid flavor that I would rank below it. In every Kool-Aid ranking, it would be last place.
It's that very top. Tippity top, nothing white greater.
Sugar. It doesn't matter how much sugar you put in it. It always tastes weird, like bitter chemicals. It
tastes awesome.
A grape vape. Grape vape.
And by the way, awesome cartoon too.
Yeah, that was a great cartoon.
Grape vape.
Grape Ape.
No, that has got to be one of the stupidest cartoons
ever. Oh, my God.
Ever.
Do this
why? Get out of here.
What
why
makes
are
grape
you so trash?
What makes that
why are you so trash?
Classic.
I don't even know. Was
you
know, that
like Beagly Beagly, man?
That wasn't Hanna-Barbera, was it?
Yes, it was.
That was Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of most of Hanna-Barbera.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Well, then if I
all
was
day.
To rank all of the Hanna-Barbera characters in order, Grape Ape would always be last.
Oh, okay.
You know what? You'll always be last.
Wow, Mike.
Wow.
You struck a chord with Mike
this
B.
This is Woken
today.
The Beast of B.
You talk shit. Oh,
first
hey.
Of all, he looks like a fucking idiot frat boy. What's with that stupid hat and the jacket?
It's lovable, adorable.
Yeah, this would more be like Rape Ape.
Rape Ape.
Date Rape Ape. Except for the bow tie, which gives him a little, like, Nation of Islam angle.
Oh, so
maybe
what?
Not. I don't know. It's purple. What do you mean?
Why do you gotta be so mean?
Yeah. Quit hating on grapefruit.
Quit hating on the stuff I like.
What is this?
Damn. Might take...
What?
Taking offense all this?
What was your favorite book as a kid? Clifford? I mean, that's only... The only story here is that he's really big and oddly colored. That was what the Clifford books were based off of, right? There's no story beyond that. Oh, look, he's riding his car like it's a skateboard. The best thing about the Grape Ape Show was the title board there with the like showbiz lights going around it.
Yeah.
That was the most exciting thing about that show.
In Infinity War, it's going to have the Grape Wars.
You know what?
Grape Wars.
The Grape Wars.
You're not cool.
You're not cool.
It's the best you could come up with, Mike.
Well, I didn't want to offend anybody. So that's what came out.
Hey, I can take it. I'm a big boy.
Damn.
You can say you don't like fruit punch.
Don't give me that look.
Yeah.
That is so subjective. Like, what fruit punch?
All of them. Haven't you seen every picture of every fruit punch thing ever? It's all of the fruits.
Most of them,
no matter what it is.
Most of them, no.
He's racist against some...
Fruit punch Kool-Aid. No, fruit punch Kool-Aid is all right.
Whether it's Kool-Aid, whether it's your local whatever aid, it's just always all of the fruits.
Flavor aid.
Fruits. Like Five Alive, remember that drink?
I do.
That was delicious.
Was that the drink that smacked you in the face? What was the drink that smacked you in the face?
I have no idea. I never heard of a drink that actually smacks a person in the face.
Maybe not.
But I love it.
You got the Hawaiian punch.
It might have been a dream that I had.
The Hawaiian punch punched you.
Hawaiian punch sucks.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! That's a fight word.
What?
You were on
now.
You are not American.
Hawaiian punch, Sunny D.
You must like, go back to Hawaiian punch.
Go back to your country. You're not American.
You might as well just spit in my mouth because that's all it's going to do is make me produce more phlegm.
I'm triggered.
Wow, dude. Hawaiian punch, man.
Market zero.
Market zero. I'm triggered. I'm sorry.
You don't like Hawaiian punch?
No way.
Get out of here.
That shit's nasty.
You are
dead. Do you hate children and puppy dogs?
Yeah, he does.
American pie? You don't like America.
You're not American.
As a kid, you don't have a choice. Have you had Hawaiian punch as an adult and went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
It's delicious.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. I do feel sorry for you, Aaron, for not enjoying it as much as we do.
I've tried. It's disgusting.
It's amazing.
And... gives you
I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching.
I'll be like this.
You ever drink?
I bet
you're
the kind of man throw away Hawaiian punch without even tasting it.
Yeah. Hawaiian punch makes you have to spit all day just to get that nasty shit out of your mouth.
What nasty!
And
I would take a bath in Hawaiian punch.
But your spit is so thick with that nasty syrup that it hangs onto your lip.
Lying.
And you have to swing around in a circle or something to get it off.
What kind of weirdo are you?
Yes. I was just about to say that.
Oh my gosh, guys. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are getting divorced.
Dude, that's way old.
Time for some poon.
It's official.
Oh, it's official? Like they went to a lawyer?
It's official.
He just went from Star-Lord to Pussy Lord.
They were.
I know, right? Oh my God.
Yeah, you think that he had to have that talk with her? He's like, listen, I was a lot less famous and fatter when we first got together.
And you were more famous than me.
I just feel like you're holding me back.
Yeah.
From not fucking other people.
Nothing wrong with your pussy. It's just that you only have one.
And there's this makeup lady that wants to blow me and I can't.
I'll fill in. I wonder if she likes shorter guys.
Is you're getting older.
Well, I mean, shorter than Chris Pratt.
And women younger than you want to fuck me.
Is he tall?
He's pretty tall.
Hmm.
He appears tall.
All right.
You stand next to Aziz Ansari and what's her nuts for 7 years. Anyone looks tall.
He does look tall.
I know Amy Poehler is notoriously a short person.
When you, what do you think top four? What comes up when you type into Google Chris Pratt blank?
Oh, boy.
It's like that.
Anna Faris? Chris Pratt, Anna Faris?
Well, I'll give you that. First hit is Chris Pratt wife. Think Google searches.
Chris Pratt Star-Lord?
No. Chris Pratt, more broad.
Parks and Recreation.
These are the top four Google searches.
Guardians?
No.
No.
Movies.
Movies.
Yes. Chris Pratt net worth and Chris Pratt height.
Height.
Nope. Because that's what women want to know about dudes.
Yeah.
Who are they already with? Do they have a job? How much money do they make? And how tall are they? Those are your top four right there. Google does not lie.
Google does not lie.
How tall is he? He is...
Chris Pratt, dick length.
No, he's right 6 foot two. Height. He's 6 foot two. So he's not a giant. He's not like Andre the Giant.
About my size.
Do you see they have a preview for the Andre the Giant film that HBO is doing. Did you see that?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
Can we watch that?
The trailer, yeah. It looks really good.
He was a god. Literally the biggest celebrity in the world.
He's
at once a real human, but at the same time, a mythological figure.
Well, HBO don't fuck around with their documentaries, so... Right.
This is going to be good.
Andre the Giant. Well, that's it, huh? That was pretty short.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was one that was a little bit longer, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well,
we got the gist.
You're a little bit younger than I am. Mm-hmm. I remember watching Andre the Giant when he was in his prime on TV. Doing wrestling shit.
Right.
Do you or...
Oh, yeah, I remember it. Yeah. It was a wonderful, wonderful character. I mean, one of the best wrestlers, I would say, of this time.
The best big man.
Yeah.
Like, he could...
How tall was the guy?
Shit. I want to say he was, 6 foot eight or...
Okay. All right. Here's another top four for you. What are the top four? Andre the Giant blank.
Dick. Sorry.
Height.
I was trying to steal Chris's stomach.
Yep.
Weight.
No. Documentary. No. Facts is another one. Probably wouldn't get that. The fourth one. You guys are close.
Mm-hmm.
Hand.
Oh, how big his hand was?
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've seen pictures of him holding like a can of beer.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
And it looks like it's that big on his hand.
Yeah, it's like in his palm.
It fits in his palm.
Yeah. Can of beer. And how many did you drink? 24? One sitting?
I think one time.
7'4"
7'4". I played it down.
How long did he live till?
Not very.
Yeah.
1993.
Yeah,
he wasn't 93. Born in 46.
46 to 93, yeah.
So I'd say in his 50s or 40s?
Let's see, he turned 40 in 1986.
Right.
So, 47.
47.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a big great ass performer. Dude, man. Yeah, great performer. I mean, sure, like, he went on to do movies after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All Japan Pro Wrestling? Well, I bet he was huge in Japan. I mean,
literally.
Two Japanese guys stacked on top of each other still don't come up.
Isn't that I think that's where they coined his phrase, the eighth wonder of the world?
Yeah, he's the eighth wonder of the world. That's where he got his nickname.
Yeah.
He played Sasquatch.
Really?
Shocking.
Shocking.
Color me not surprised. Oh,
he was the Sasquatch on the $6 Million Man. They did a great Venture Brothers episode parodying that, where they have their own version of the $6 Million Man who hooks up with the Sasquatch.
Yeah,
as his lover.
I'm reading down a list as well, Aaron. And apparently, he loves QVC.
He was on QVC a lot.
Avid QVC fan.
You too.
He was on BJ and the Bear, Greatest American Heroes. He was, of course, in the music video, The Goonies Are Good Enough.
Oh, yeah, I watched a thing on YouTube.
Which the song is just good enough, right? But
right.
Since it was for the movies, it had to be. Well, can we call it The Goonies Are Good Enough? And can we spell R with, like, the two things on the side, like Toys R Us?
Oh, here it comes.
That's my 80s agent voice. Like, hey, Sandy, love the new single. We're going to sell it to the movie theater, all right?
You're going to be in the new Goonies film. You're going to be huge.
He was in Conan. He got killed by Conan. He got killed by Arnold in Conan the Destroyer.
Holy shit.
Oh, is that him as a Sasquatch?
Fuck. Yes.
I thought we were just... Oh, fuck, man. He's hit.
Man, if I saw that...
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell that, too.
Yeah, I can, too. But it's just crazy.
That's wild.
That's pretty good. He's going to fuck that Sasquatch. They're eyeballing each other.
Are you a man?
Are you a man?
No, it never hurts to ask. The woman.
Can you understand? Fuck you.
The woman that...
Yeah.
I'm over here by the squirrel. I'll show you what a real man looks like.
Easy now, easy. I don't want to hurt you.
The Hulk eyes, too.
I'd like to think the feeling's mutual.
Boom. See, I remember seeing this shit as a kid.
It's crazy.
I used to watch, but I didn't know who the fuck Andre. Well, I didn't. I knew who he was.
Okay.
But I didn't really watch him wrestling, so I didn't know if I would like. I didn't know that that was him underneath all that hair.
What's this?
Nice. Wait a minute.
Screening?
How are they watching him from somewhere?
Where you? I'll still bet on the Sasquatch.
This is like the slowest fight ever. Like, I think.
Is there a war going on?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, it's like that was gunfire.
That was the sound of him falling off of a short cliff.
Yeah.
What did you know? His body
is going to suplex him. Uh-oh. He's going to suplex him.
Oh, he's getting powerbombed.
He's
grabbing
him from behind.
Sasquatch work.
I'm standing up watching it like it's a football game. Like it's a boxing match.
Aaron's really into this.
What? I don't understand where these people are watching this from. There's no camera around them, but they have this view of it that follows the two of them around.
Wow. He made this sound like a missile.
That was the sound of him being thrown by a
stack. He's fucking his mouth.
They just 69 each other?
They're embracing. See, going down a hill.
Now I know why they made the went that route in the Venture Brothers. That these two were
Look at that kick.
Secret lovers. That was a pretty good kick. I think that was
he lifted a tree.
He just pulled a tree out of the ground.
He hit him with a tree.
He's like, fuck you, I'm killing you with this tree.
Yeah. I think that's a real tree though. Yeah. Like that looked like a pretty damn real tree.
Yeah. Literally ripped the tree out of the set. Oh shit!
It hits him in
slow
motion.
Hit him so hard it left a black mark on the tree.
I like how all the fights are in slow motion, but they're hardly in slow motion. Like they film it really slow already, and then they just slow it down half speed.
Right.
Also, Lee, bell bottoms or floods, you gotta pick. You can't do both. It's got the wide flare on the bottom, but it stops at the ankle.
70s.
Right.
Also, they put $6 million.
Toss.
They put $6 million.
His arm off.
His
arm off.
Andre the Giant is real.
Yeah, that was
a robot Sasquatch.
Yeah, that was the thing is that the Sasquatch was manufactured.
His body just got 3 times wider. And you can see his elbow.
He rips his arm off and he goes, what the fuck? And charges him, grabs his arm back. And
runs
out running.
It's mine.
Like, what are you going to do? Sew it back on?
Wow. Wow.
Back here. I'm not done whooping your ass.
Find out what you are.
Yeah. Come back.
See, I think those people are supposed to be looking through the Sasquatch's eyes that are watching this, because they're like, you know, he's obviously not real. He's a robot. But they keep showing footage of the Sasquatch on the video screen that the people are watching. But whatever. I mean, this was entertainment that was made for me as an 8-year-old child. Jesus. $6 million and you can't jump as far as a Yeti?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Pull it up short.
It's good to get his flood time.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does with a wall of solid rock.
A wall of solid rock? Did they... Oh my god, everything takes forever on this show.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, he's just running now. We don't need it in slow motion anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Marlene!
Marlene?
Well, is it Sasquatch's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a female.
Computer blue.
Yes, walk towards a glowing light. He's gonna. Yep. Sounds like he's gonna punch it or rip it away.
Oh, yeah.
What? He sensed something was in there? I don't remember this part. Why is he. Is there a secret lab in there?
This is intriguing.
Now there's a door.
He's like, what the fuck? A door?
Is this?
Glowing orb in the middle of the room. You're just running by it.
Say, fuck that. I'm looking for Sasquatch.
Where are you, you bitch motherfucker?
Yeah, I ripped your fucking arm off. Where are you? The fuck?
The flies coming into the trap.
Who are you people?
We're the all-seeing.
I think they're inside that Sasquatch's
head.
Didn't
he just... Is this... That's literally a recycled scene.
Yes.
No. Oh, come on, they didn't put a lot of money into this. Like, they don't even give him, like, any kind of makeup or anything to indicate that he may be bionic. They just... When he moves his arms and legs, they make different noises.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, just having Andre the Giant as a Yeti was like...
Okay, how is this supposed
to
fuck? That
just probably broke the budget for the season. I mean, even the most of the music is like, they just have the theme for the song, and when he starts running, they play the theme.
I have no idea what's going on right here.
He's in some kind of sonic... tunnel that's supposed to confuse him
tunnels.
And disorient him.
And so is he done fighting the Sasquatch?
He's trying to find the Sasquatch, but the Sas... I don't...
The Sas?
Well, it was a robot Sasquatch. So...
Can't be dead.
Yeah. Don't be dead, dude.
Next week!
He passed out.
Is that
out.
Actually part of the show?
Dun, dun, dun. No. Did he just turn into a
woman?
Like,
that's the
interesting man we've seen.
He's not a man. He's a fucking robot.
Yeah.
So he beats on the Sasquatch. He rips his arm off. The Sasquatch runs into a cave. He follows into a cave. No Sasquatch. Feels around on the walls until he finds a secret door that he can blast through. Runs into there. It's
they're packing a lot into a half an hour.
A spinning tube, a spinning glowing tube with a moving floor and weird sound effects that makes him pass out. And that was it.
It's quality television in the 70s.
I think they were writing as they were going.
Yeah.
I'm doubting anybody even storyboarded this one.
I got a lid and an eight ball. We're going to write the whole season tonight. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
What drugs are you on?
It's funny you ask. I couldn't find the strain. Yeah, I tried finding it. There's nothing on the internet. There's Funky Monkey, Space Monkey, Purple Monkey Balls, and nothing about Monkey Bone.
Except that it was a horrible
Brendan Fraser
vehicle.
The strain is called Monkey Bone?
Yeah, yes. That's or Monkey Bones, which nothing came up.
Well, what's it look like?
This on the table.
Little pieces of...
Yeah. Little nugs.
Well, let's see. Here's... This is from marijuana.com on their community threads. Monkey Bone. I saw this movie straight, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's the only comment on that thread, which is hilarious.
And Rose McGowan looks hot as a cat?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does. Hot as a cat.
She plays a cat.
You ever seen
Monkey Bone?
Yeah.
Go get high and see that movie. It'll be even trippier and even funnier.
Hell yeah.
This was written on... Wait. Marijuana... There was a marijuana.com in 2001.
Yeah, just a random thread that somebody wrote.
Yeah. Mr. Smoke Two Joints. Just had to get on marijuana.com and be like, hey, everybody, you should see Monkey Bone Stone because I saw it sober and I'm betting it'll be more fun if I was stoned.
He's living up to the Jon Stewart character in Half Baked. Hey, did you guys ever see this movie? How about High?
Yeah. Back of a dollar bill?
Yeah, see the back it's of a trippy, $20 man. Bill? Stone?
I didn't.
But yeah, I didn't find anything, but.
Well, here's something. Jaw movements and patterns of mandular bone strain during. Oh, wait a minute. Stu Miley is the creator. The man behind the from oral biology. Is his creation. Archives of oral biology. During mastication in the monkey. Stu was about to have it all. Oh, is this the preview for it?
Yeah.
I know I've seen this movie. I don't remember most of it. So he dies and he goes to hell, and hell is the. From the comic book character that he created. Before Christmas.
Hello? Am I dead?
Yeah.
Hiya, boss. Comes the story of a man whose imagination brought a monkey to life.
This is living.
Hey! Get your fat butt out of my face.
And a monkey.
We've got big plans for that body of yours.
Who wanted a life of his own.
Stu?
Whoa, baby!
If it screams. If it swings.
Ooga, ooga, da, 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 da!
Yeah. It's got to be.
Drinks for everybody!
Monkey Bone. 20th oh, Century Fox.
Forgot about the Catwoman.
Brendan Fraser. Bridget Fonda.
The woman I love is living with a little monkey that looks like me.
Dive, dive, dive!
What a lucky girl.
Monkey Bone.
Sorry, kitty. I'll be right back after I choke my monkey!
Yeah.
Who is that in the
Rose
cat?
Rose McGowan.
Even that was Rose bald. McGowan in the cat outfit?
Yes.
My God. Not every girl can pull off bald either, but she can.
What helps when you have her set of tits?
No.
Real
sound
talk.
Just that, like
I don't
Harvey
care
Weinstein.
How perfect your tits are. You can have amazing tits and still have a weird-shaped head.
Right.
Like she has a very nice shaped
like a
head.
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Young men, don't be fooled. A woman can have a fantastic rack and still have a weird head.
Yeah.
Next time your lady says she wants a pixie cut, feel out her skull first.
Yeah. It is true.
Yet another quote from Jeff Sessions, who is looking forward to rational, quote-unquote, marijuana policy. We're looking very hard on that right now. In fact, we had meetings yesterday, and we talked about it at some length, and that's about all I had to say about it. I don't believe nobody's talking about this. This is not an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff Sessions is not worried. Nobody's having me. I mean, they're not even doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. Right? They were supposed to come up with...
Government's about to shut down.
They were supposed to come up with alternative facts or alternative numbers for how their version of the tax plan would roll out. And they just didn't. Remember Mnuchin, the guy that holding up the sheet of money with his hot wife and taking jet planes all over the place?
Yeah.
Well, apparently what he was supposed to be doing was crunching the numbers on the Republican tax plan. Well, he didn't. So they're not even doing the shit that they should be doing. Not saying that Jeff Sessions should be going after cannabis, because maybe this is just all well and good for us right now.
Right.
Maybe that's all we need is for, let it continue to burgeon, let it continue to bubble up amongst the states, and let the federal government be too preoccupied. Because at this rate, what's the biggest factor that's keeping us from, keeping anyone from expanding in the field is federal, the state of cannabis federally, which fucks up the banking. But now we have Bitcoin for that shit, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm seeing that from grocery stores now.
You can do Bitcoin at grocery stores?
Yeah. So all I got to do is get a couple computers to mine for 15 hours a day. It's really great.
Well, it's a little... I mean, if you want to get into it now, yeah, you...
Yeah.
You're going to be spending about, well, I don't know, $8,000 on a computer server and about $2,000 a month on power.
Yeah.
No, not saying that it can't pay off, but it's a full-time job now that you have to pre-invest in.
Right.
But what is this? AppSwarm.
AppSwarm.
AppSwarm and SinglePoint finalized plans for cannabis and Bitcoin and Bitcoin-focused applications and technology. Oh, man, this is like a whole business proposal.
I guess someone's business plan.
Where's the elevator pitch on this? So AppSwarm and SinglePoint are finalizing plans for cannabis and Bitcoin-focused applications and technology. So basically, you'd have an app.
I can use it at, well, sort of, but not really. I can use it at my dispensary.
Oh, sweet.
Use what?
What is it called? They're crypting something on
the Is it
a pamphlet?
What do you got there?
A Cryptgate onboarding system.
Cryptkeeper?
Cryptgate. Like, I understand that it's, you know, crypto currency that they're going for in the Cryptgate, but
it's a way I can buy cashless at my dispensary.
I mean, if I'm not into the Cryptgate, is there a Bloodgate that I can join?
Bringing innovative financial services to the medical marijuana industry.
Yeah, it's so I can pay cashless.
Nice.
It's a way around the bank.
You just hook your, you connect your credit card to it or something?
Yeah, you connect your bank account to it.
Yeah. Well, as of today, if you uploaded to your most recent iOS for your phone, then we can send money to each other, like sending a message.
Nice. I'm sure no one will exploit that at all.
And there's no fee at all. Well, that's the thing, is that I'm totally down for using Apple Pay, because
I was against it, but then somebody who knows a lot about that,
it's so much more secure,
told me about it. I was like, no, trust me, I've been using it the last few months.
It's insanely more secure. Well, think about it. I mean, the technology they put in your card is a little chip and a magnetic stripe.
Machines at work take it. It's
like
great.
This has the ability to identify me by fingerprint, and it works fucking really well too. So, yeah, I don't know. This isn't really This isn't based on any sort of cryptocurrency, though. That's the thing. It's just an alternate pay method. After submitting a photo of your federal document, Coinbase will notify you via email. So you have to prove to the bank, basically, that is handling this, that you are a medical student. That's very non-cryptocurrency, right? Well, that kind of goes against using... Like, if you had to...
Medical student?
Did I say student?
Yeah.
I misspoke. No, you have to add, like, you have to prove your ID and your status to...
No, you have to verify your account. You can do it with a driver's license.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's not cryptocurrency. I might as well be using a bank then. look, I'm all for it. If it allows them to basically handle money in a cashless way and still cover their ass and not have, you know, the federal government coming after them, that's great. That's what we need. We don't necessarily need cryptocurrency involved in the cannabis industry. We just need some kind of currency.
Right.
Right? Other than just cold cash.
You buy digital currency be robbed from this app and then use it at the dispensary.
Right, yeah.
See that the army is
gay?
No. They're letting people
smoke.
Army issuing more waivers for recruits who use marijuana.
Who use?
A number of waivers granted by the active duty army for marijuana use jumped more than 500 this year from 191 in 2016.
So they're granting more waivers.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a policy change, it sounds like, but just like they can grant waivers for it. Now they're more willing to.
Yeah.
So I wonder if how many of these are. Is there a distinction made between medical and recreational? Is there a distinction made between current and past use? Well, like if you say, I currently smoke to get high, will they write you a waiver?
Well, this article from PBS.org is saying that it's because of the states that are lessening or eliminating their marijuana penalties.
Well, right. I mean, if you're trying to recruit somebody in Colorado.
Or Oregon or Washington, hey, guess what? Yeah. They might have smoked.
Sure. They also probably drank, too. And I'm sure they get questions about that as well. I mean, you don't not want to hire recruit a guy because he drank. You may want to not hire him if he's an alcoholic.
Right.
But if he went out and had a few beers or smoked a joint or two on a Saturday night, it's not a big deal. Which, speaking of comparing the two, the Mirror gets the dumbest headline of the week for alcohol or cannabis. Science has finally revealed which one is more harmful. Tonight, 11.
Let me guess. Right?
Like, really? Is there any? There's suspense. You're not gonna. You can't tell me in the headline. I have to read the article to find out. Oh, I guess we'll just never know unless I read the article, right? I mean, we'll just. There's no way to know unless the Mirror tells me what drug is more. I mean, there's no statistics on drunk driving deaths or overdoses or suicides or anything like that when it comes to comparing alcohol to cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, fine, I'll bite. What is it, Mir? What did scientists finally find out? A comprehensive roundup of studies by the team over at IFL Science. I gotta find out who these fuckers are.
No, I fucking love science. Really?
Is that it?
That's a website. Yeah.
Is that what that stands for?
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Wait a minute. Science. Okay, so they don't say in their headline that scientists have revealed. It says science has revealed. So some people did some science.
We're experts.
You know.
Those guys.
I think we could do science. Doesn't make us scientists, right?
Correct.
It doesn't make...
We can make the baking soda volcano.
Right, that's doing science.
Oh, yeah.
That's doing science, but we're not fucking scientists.
No, not at all.
So, according to the team at IFL Science, it shows that cannabis really isn't as bad for you as alcohol is.
No shit.
It's also apparently, hold on, much less addictive. Really? Okay. Do they not have AA in Britain? Right? They must.
I don't think so.
Or are they just all in denial?
They did, but because
I know they drink. I know they fucking drink over there.
When they say that. I got a problem.
So,
you're not drinking more.
Like, every corner has a church with an AA meeting in the basement in England. And none of them have any support for people suffering from weed addiction, from cannabis addiction, right? Doesn't that right there tell you something? That there's no need for it. It just doesn't exist. I mean, it can exist, but let's face it, we live in an age where anything, any addiction can exist. Man. You could have a problem with buying Apple products, right? I'm sure there's somebody out there that like sold their car to buy an iPhone.
Right.
And now can't get to work. You know? anything can be a problem. According to the World Health Organization, booze is thought to contribute to 3.3 million deaths across the globe each year.
Yeah.
Which, soberingly, equates to one person dying every 10 seconds. Okay. Go on. I want to hear how this plays out. That's it? Oh, you're not going to give me the statistics on how many people overdose from cannabis in comparison?
Because
it's zero. Right. Because it doesn't happen. It's not 3.3 million deaths across the globe each year compared to 1.1 on cannabis. It's compared to nothing. So why are we still having this conversation?
Well, what's more harmful to me? Alcohol that killed my daddy, or marijuana, which kills nobody? We can't figure it out.
There's gang violence. You get robbed.
But marijuana is bad because it's against the law.
That sounds dangerous. You get robbed, taking your all cash deposit to the bank.
2010 research from organization Drugs Science. They determined that alcohol was the world's most dangerous drug. Heroin and crack cocaine came in second and third.
Yeah, I don't know, heroin.
Wait, seems that's pretty... it? And yet, and where did cannabis come in on that list? Oh, it
didn't.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's not even considered. Right? What is your story about, Mir? Your story is about nothing. This IFL science story is about nothing.
A lot of IFL science stories are about nothing. So I stopped following them on the Facebook.
I wasn't aware that this was... Let's see. Here's the actual IFL story. Let's see. The question is actually quite difficult one to answer.
What? Is it?
There are many conflicting factors that make it hard to do a direct comparison between alcohol and marijuana. Yeah. For example, we see lots of evidence of death and destruction and lives ruined on one side versus nothing on the other. So it's hard to compare the two. It is really hard to compare the two, I admit.
Here's your super simple, easy litmus test. After we stop recording this podcast in a few minutes, I could go to the store, buy a whole bunch of alcohol, drink it until I die.
Right.
Right.
I could completely not legally do that with any weed.
Nobody will stop you.
I would just fall asleep, and I would wake up tomorrow to smoke another day. But I could go buy and drink enough alcohol to shut down my vital organs and kill myself within the next 6 hours if I so chose.
Health-wise, it's a tricky one.
Science study over.
Okay, so yeah, we've seen, alcohol cover. We don't even have to read it. I mean, we know what alcohol does. It fucking kills your liver.
Right.
Can give you liver cancer. Can give you other kinds of cancer. Or you can just overdose on it. I mean, what is...
Yeah, you could drink too much and pass out and die. Like, choking your own vomit. You plow into another car.
What you're comparing is maybe give you cancer on one side to, I don't know, it might even cure some cancers on the other side. Right? That's what you're comparing.
Which one's more dangerous?
You know what phrase you've never heard?
Must be the one that's illegal.
Here's a phrase you've never heard. Medicinal alcohol. I don't have a medical alcohol card.
No. That's a very good point.
Fuck you, IFL Science. Fuck you, Mir. Fuck everybody. Hey, thank you for downloading the Weezer Podcast for free from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or from ChristopherMedia.net, and wherever you listen to the Weezer Podcast, please make sure to rate and review the Weezer Podcast 5 stars. Follow us on Twitter at TheWeezer420 and on the gram at
Weedsman Podcast.
And make sure to like and share the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook. Send your email to the Weedsman Podcast, ChristopherMedia.net. That's where you go to listen to all the other shows available from the Christopher Media Network. A new podcast is uploaded almost every single day. Check out the Beer Nuts Podcast. Back. Regular content. Drinking lots of beers.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good. People are listening. They're liking. Craft beer's a thing. You want to hear us talk about it? Check out the Weezer Podcast. Wow. Listen to the Weezer Podcast. You can check out the Beer Nuts Podcast with a new episode available every week at ChristopherMedia.net. And you can listen to our three most recent podcasts live on our streaming station 24/7 at ChristopherMedia.net. It's Christmas time. You're doing your shopping.
Yep.
We've already had our Black Fridays or Cyber Mondays, Jerk Off Thursdays, whatever.
Holy Monday.
Yeah. Whatever, when you're shopping on the internet, you go to, stop by our website first, click through our Amazon link, you bookmark it, and then bam, we get a little kickback.
Bam.
You get your shit. It doesn't cost you any extra money.
Get mine, and you get yours.
Yeah. And if you want to go the old-fashioned way and just help a brother out, you can go to ChristopherMedia.net, click the donate button, and help support the Weezer Podcast. Hey, maybe you got a dude on your Christmas list.
Dude.
Someone with a penis. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you love.
A male. You have to buy something for them. Guys can be hard to shop for.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Alcohol.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
In the bar. You can go to the bar and get alcohol, of course, but...
It's a go-to gift at Christmas, really.
You want to bring it at holiday times to the house.
Yes, but you want to up the game. Not like, hey, here's this bottle I bought at Meijer on the way over.
Not with a brown wrapper.
This move? Like, somebody invites you to a holiday party, and then you send them a bro basket ahead of time and say, like,
there
hey,
you go.
Here's you go to party.
ChristopherMedia.net, you click on the brobasket.com.
And then you get to come over and help them drink it.
Yep. Yeah. That's what will happen.
You send the bro basket as a sentinel, ahead of you.
As your ambassador.
It's just become Skynet?
Yeah. Yes, your ambassador of that's partying.
And for the other parties that you can't attend, you just send it in your stead. Yes. Sorry, I can't make it to the party. Here's a nice bro basket full of your favorite liquor, beer, wine.
Get drunk on me. Can't make it to the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you used to.
What?
Sorry. I'm trying to remember the Dan Aykroyd quote. He's like, send him a bottle. What was it? A bottle of champagne and a bucket of ice. Here's some champagne. Sorry about the loss. Use a bucket to ice down your balls.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not quite getting it right, am I?
I don't even know the quote.
Sorry. We should just stay high then.
I'm going to stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.